Dennis St. Aubin, CHS Propane, Director of Marketing and Sales.
Dennis, let's start with kind of a worldview here and talk a little bit about how the U.S. fits into the global propane market.
The U.S. is actually the largest propane producer in the world. So if you look at production per day, we're actually looking at 2 million barrels per day of propane production, which amounts to 84 million gallons, which is a big number.
Obviously, we've seen a lot of trade disruptions in recent months with the dispute with China, the renegotiation of NAFTA. When you look at these tariffs on propane exports and how it impacts the supply that we have in the U.S., describe what's taken place.
Well, it's a little bit early to be really settling in and telling what the impact is going to be around the tariffs. They've been implemented in early August, and propane is part of what is going to be seeing a tariff put on. And China being the primary country that's doing that, China is one of the importers of propane that is produced from the U.S.
So maybe it's too soon to tell then as far as how the trade conflict could impact propane prices. But what can you tell us regarding price? Because that's what a lot of people are wondering about.
Right. So as we look at propane being a global commodity today and the U.S. being the major producer of propane, we're seeing that gallon move throughout the country in different ways than what we've experienced in the past. And many of the production hubs, being in the upper Midwest and North Dakota out of the fracking locations in the Bakken or out in the East Coast around the Marcellus area, we're seeing them gallons move throughout the country and find opportunities to export markets. So they're moving into different hubs like Conway, Kansas, or into Bellevue, Texas, and then therefore finding its way out into the Gulf Coast or possibly out onto the West Coast or East Coast through different ports. So that's going to create a price variability is what I'm getting at because of how it's the arbitrage and the pricing that takes place between these different primary hubs.
And certainly there has to be some seasonality to propane prices. And you look at fall harvest time, it's going to get colder in a large part of the country here in the coming months. So as customers kind of plan ahead for some potential price spikes, what are some things that they can do to prepare themselves?
Right. Yeah, we're certainly not looking to cause alarm with the statements around, you know, things like tariffs or exports, those type of things that would maybe cause concern around, well, are we going to have ample supply of propane here in the Midwest for heating and crop drying? We certainly feel that we have the supplies to take care of our customers this year just due to the production that we have domestically here. So that's not the real concern. What we're looking at is just making sure that our customers, whether it be from a home heating standpoint or from a producer standpoint, from an agricultural need, to make sure that the inventories are where we need to have them before the demand hits so that we're as well prepared as we possibly can be. And then with that comes a price. I mean, you're controlling your price point by having it in your tank already and making sure that variability is off the table.
And from a producer standpoint, Dennis, here we are the last week of September. I would imagine that a lot of the farmers have probably locked in prices and have secured most of their propane needs, knowing they're going to have to be drying down some of this grain.
Absolutely. We're keeping an ear to the ground, if you would, just wanting to best understand what they're finding in the field as they get the combines out into the fields, out of the sheds, and ready to go. We're hearing a lot of concerns around soil moisture, of course, because of the rains that we've been getting late this summer, early fall. We're hearing some concerns around plant health. So what that means to us from a propane supply standpoint is we want to make sure that if they do decide to take corn early because of that plant health concern, that we're prepared and moving that gallon of propane to the right terminals and well prepared for when that combine hits the field. And we feel we're in a pretty good position at this point in time, but wanting to keep learning and hearing from the producers.
And I do want to circle back to the price variability that you talked about earlier. When you talk about that variability, are we talking about the potential for prices to go quite a bit higher, but also the possibility that prices could go quite a bit lower? I mean, what does that variability look like right now, Dennis?
Right. If we step back through the tail end of last winter into early spring, we did see prices increase just due to what the inventories were coming out of the winter demand. With production being ample and some of the export implications that we've talked of a little bit earlier, we're seeing prices actually stabilize throughout much of the summer, the latter part of summer. So we haven't seen a lot of variability right now, but what we do have ahead of us are some unknowns that could impact the price in the near term. You know, the point around tariffs or the points around that export gallon. If we have some heavy demand around home heating needs as we get into November, December, January, that could drive or firm up the prices along with some other things that are going on within the industry of how that gallon is being moved throughout the network of supply terminals to find its way to that export market. So there's some price spreads that are taking place. Without getting too technical around it, there's some price spreads that are taking place that could certainly prop up the prices short term, and it's going to be somewhat based around demand too.
All right, Dennis, anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
The last points that we wanted to make certain that we're visiting with your listeners around would be the fact that the corn dryer season is upon us here for 2018. Make sure for our producers to be safe out there as we go into the harvest season. We're well aware of what the conditions are out here, and we want to make sure that we're partnered up and doing the best job that we can to be servicing you. So encourage everyone to fill their supply, bird in the hand type of scenario. And then last, if you'd like to learn more, just go out and visit us at chsinc.com and click on the energy tab, and you'll find propane underneath that.